Louis, what is happening? Where
Hello.
Where are you? You're on a cell phone somewhere in the UK, right?
I am in London, just about to start driving. Sorry, yeah, my hand's free. I'm driving home.
You're driving home, so we're hands free, so we're safe, right?
Yeah, don't worry, we're safe. We're on my Bluetooth. We're laughing.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Take Me Home, the album, loving it. November is when it's coming out. What can you tell us about it?
I don't know. The album's, it's pretty similar to the first one. It's got a little bit of difference. It's a bit more guitar driven, a bit heavier on the drums. And there's kind of a track on there for everyone. There's a bit of difference. We've got some up-tempos, some ballads, emotional ballads, that kind of thing.
Would you say that because you guys, have been eating, sleeping, breathing one another, it's a better kind of mature album for you guys?
It definitely feels more comfortable this time around, and we feel, obviously slightly more experienced because of, the first album. So,
is the rumor true Ed Sheeran gave you a couple of songs?
Ed wrote on two tracks of the album, which both of them are great. I love both of them. So obviously that's really exciting, and it's really, Ed's such a great match for us because obviously he's on fire at the moment. He's doing really, really well, and also he's a great lyricist, so it's great to work with Ed.
And I was going to say he's a great storyteller, lyricist. Who are some other great storytellers that you would hopefully eventually like to work with?
I've always loved Katy Perry. I think she's a great lyricist. I really love... I mean, obviously, she's got the really poppy records.
Right.
Obviously, the radio hits, which are great. But I like her other more emotional stuff, like Thinking of You, which is one of my favourite songs. I think she's great.
Excellent. Anyone else on the list?
Let me try and think who else I think is... I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I'm rubbish.
No, it's okay. No, you're driving. You're concentrating on staying on a road and talking.
I'm only concentrating on you.
Yes. Okay, so video for While We're Young. That video was nuts. How cold was the water, number one?
Right, it wasn't warm, but it wasn't cold. So it was all right. It was just a little bit chilly. But to be fair, it was just good fun. And we were jumping around so much that we were, getting a sweat on anyway. So it was all right. But the video as a whole was just, it was great. It was really good fun.
Okay, who threw up in the gerbil ball? Someone had to have thrown up in that thing. Because I was, getting dizzy, like Blair Witch Project, watching you guys in that.
No, none of us threw up. However, it did feel a bit claustrophobic in there, let me tell you, because there was no way out. They had to kick you out from the outside. So, but it was fun. It was fun.
I would freak out. Okay, so that's something you'd never done before. What is something else, on your kind of to-do list, not musically anything, that you would love to try?
Well, I recently swam with dolphins, which is amazing, which is one of the things. To be fair, they're not that interested. Obviously, it's a bit predictable. I would love to skydive one day. That's the ultimate.
I was just going to say skydive. I could not do that. We have the Edge Walk here in Toronto where we have that big CN Tower because you've been to Toronto before where, how tall is it, Cash, the CN Tower? Anyway, it's huge, it's tall, and you can walk along the edge of the building.
Oh, I know that, yeah, because we were going to do that. We did something similar in New Zealand.
Oh, you're crazy. I could not do it. I would get sick. Now, what are your thoughts? I mean, with One Direction, you guys are amazing. You cross over to so many different formats, from CHR to Hot AC to AC. Are you surprised when you meet some of your fans? Because you've got moms who are fans and daughters who are fans. And we won't talk about cougars. We won't point that. But, I mean, the crossover is amazing for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is really important for us to, again, not follow the complete stereotype of boy bands. And it is nice to have a bit of variation on our fan bases. I can kind of understand why it might click with mums. When obviously these mums were younger and they had a boy band of their generation, it probably reminds them of that time. So, yeah, it's cool.
When you were growing up and your parents were playing music, what are some of the songs or bands that stuck in your head when your parents were around?
Let me think. What songs? Let me have a think.
Okay.
What songs do I remember growing up? I'm really struggling to remember. I'm not very good today. There is a song that I've got in my head, but I can't remember it. My dad used to listen to a lot of, my dad used to listen to a lot of John Lennon stuff. And Imagine, I used to always remember that playing, to be fair.
Okay, excellent. Now, of course, you're coming back here in the summer in Toronto, and this is for right across Canada. So a lot of the Directioners, they've signed a petition. Would you do a signing session in Toronto for the fans to meet you?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think that would be great. Someone's just beating me because the light literally just turned green. In London, if you don't drive on the green light straight away, they don't like you.
You're done.
Anyway,
So go ahead, because your phone cut out.
I'm rambling on.
No, that's okay. We were saying that thousands of Directioners have signed a petition to have a signing session here in Toronto.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, we always try to fit in as much signings as possible. Actually, we really enjoy them. It's really good for, obviously, to give something back to the fans who, you know, have pretty much put us where we are. So, I mean, hopefully. I really, really like Canada and Toronto as a place.
What do you love most about Canada here, other than Tim Hortons and Timbits?
Great. Sounds incredible.
So what is something that you love about Canada?
It's really strange. I can't put a finger on it. And I said that last time.
It's okay. Just say maple syrup.
Other than maple syrup. No, I actually do have something. It's just the vibe. It's got a really nice vibe of it, I think. The people, the place. It just feels, I don't know, there's something nice about it.
Now, what do you think about everything online? I mean, there's so much stuff online, but Simon had come out and he was talking money. And to me, I don't talk money. It's just something, you don't talk religion, politics, and money. And he was saying figures. Do you feel comfortable with that type of stuff, Louis? Or you just go, whatever, he's the boss?
I didn't say what did he say?
As Simon Cowell said, One Direction made $160 million since X Factor UK.
I said, that's news to me.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll let your people call his people, and you guys can figure it out then. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Simon does what you know. He does. He always knows the right thing to do. So I'll trust him on this occasion.
Exactly. What's the first frivolous thing you bought with your big check? Like something that it was outrageous. It was interesting.
Let me think. I tell you what. I haven't got it yet, but I am, let me try and think of I can't remember the name of the company, that doesn't matter. I am having the most amazing tree house built in my back garden.
What kind of house?
A tree house.
A tree house? Oh, wow, awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to have like a little bridge walking up to it. It's going to be wicked.
Is there going to be a bathroom in it, Louis? That's all that matters.
A bathroom?
Yeah, are you going to put a bathroom in the tree house?
Yeah, I'm going to put a bathroom in the tree house.
Okay, you're mocking me, but that's okay. I love you. How much ink do you have? Do you have any ink? We always see Harry getting tattoos. Do you have any tattoos yet?
Harry and Zane love the tattoos. It's something that I contemplated for a while, and I came to the conclusion that I don't really think it'll suit me. So I thought, it's a no-go for me.
Let's talk about how One Direction gives back charity-wise, and because you guys are... You're getting so much from fans, and what do you give back for charities?
Well, yeah, I know we work strongly with a few charities. I know Niall did some charity work, like a sponsored golf for them, which is great. On the 22nd of October, I am doing a charity football game at my hotel in Doncaster, which will hopefully, raise some good money for a local hospice, which is going to be great. I think it's massively important when you're given this opportunity and they're at this point within media that you use it, you know, for the greater good.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know what? We really appreciate you taking the time. Anything else you want to say to all your Canadian fans?
I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone. We absolutely love Canada and we cannot wait to come back. So hopefully we'll see you guys in 2013.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for us taking the time. Appreciate it.
It's all right. Lovely talking to you. No problem.